Dozens of South Sudanese students in Egypt began their protest last week at the South Sudan Embassy in Cairo over what they call poor living conditions on Egyptian campuses. Students told South Sudan in Focus by phone from Cairo on Monday that since they enrolled at Egyptian universities under what they were told were full scholarships last year, they have endured many hardships. The students say they raised their concerns to university managers to no avail. Petro Mabur, a representative of the striking students in Cairo, says last night security agents guarding the embassy beat dozens of students at the embassy.
Students undergoing scholarship 2021-2022 went to the embassy and clashes with the security organ which were instructed by the Honorable Ambassador not to allow basic services to enter to the premises of the embassy. Yesterday in the evening, students were beaten seriously by the Egyptian authority. As per now, 8 students, including one female, were arrested by the security organs. And one student is now in a critical condition. Up to now, this student who is in a critical condition is still in the embassy premises. There is no access to hospital. Another latest news also is that more than 70 students sustained minor and serious injuries.
Mabur says the students do not know the whereabouts of 8 of their colleagues who were arrested last night. He says for the past few days, the embassy downscaled the students' basic needs and locked them inside the embassy grounds without permission to get food.
The condition of the students who are inside at the embassy right now is still alarming because we went to the embassy since last Thursday. And then students stay inside without basic services like water, food, and power, which is electricity. And this issue provoked the rest of the students who are outside in order to mobilize themselves and went to the embassy yesterday and take water and food inside by post. So the situation remained tense, and even some of the students collapsed yesterday before they get water.
Mabur is calling on the government in Juba to intervene.
We need our government to intervene as soon as possible, because now we are sharers a government asset. Number two, also, you know, the colleges has been open since last week, and majority of the students are going to miss their colleges because of this situation. We need our government to intervene. We are advising our government in order to make their scholarship to be fully funded so that these students who are coming for 2022 to 2023 will not face the challenges that we are facing now.
Deng Dao, South Sudan's Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, says the country's top leaders have been informed about events at the country's embassy in Egypt. Dao says the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, along with the Ministry of Higher Education, is working to resolve the matter.
Well, first and foremost, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Honorable Majik, and the Minister of General Education, Honorable Gabriel Chanson, have met over this matter. And the leadership of the country has been informed on the steps that need to be taken. The most important thing is that we are appealing to our South Sudanese national and students that are in Egypt to respect the rules and the laws of that country. Secondly, all the grievances that they have raised, we have taken note of it as a government. The ambassador have gave us the full details of the grievances as they have presented them to the ambassador. And so we in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, under the directive of the minister, we have set, and all the issues are being discussed.
Dao says scholarships are a privilege given freely by the Egyptian government to South Sudanese students. He says if it turns out that the scholarships should be only partially funded by the South Sudanese government, Juba will either renegotiate with the Egyptian government or take up the responsibility and fill the gap. asked about the allegations that students were beaten by Egyptian police. Dow says the embassy is the territory of South Sudan and the Egyptian government has not intervened.
Well, even the government of Egypt, they have not yet intervened as they required, because the embassy is the territory of the Republic of South Sudan. Nobody can enter there, and this is why the students are inside the embassy. And we are asking the students themselves to be able to go back to where they were staying and give us the chance, and give the ambassador and the diplomat in the embassy to do their work, after which we will be able to get a solution. We also appeal to the parents to be able to call their children so that they can help the government to be able to solve the matter.
Dow urged parents of the students to call their children and help convene them to return to their campuses so that the matter can be resolved. Similar events with the students studying abroad have occurred in the past. In February, South Sudanese students on government scholarships at Zeus University in Egypt occupied the embassy in Cairo for 4 days, demanding the government clear their credit hour arrears. Over the years, students studying in countries like Ethiopia and Zimbabwe have reported a number of academic challenges, with some being barred from graduation due to outstanding tuition fees. In May 2020, 7 South Sudanese students were wounded after they were reportedly assaulted by Ethiopian police while demanding the coronavirus incentives at the South Sudan Embassy in Addis Ababa. In 2017 and again in 2020, students on government scholarships in Zimbabwe camped at the South Sudan Embassy in Harare over unpaid tuition fees. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.